Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ngikanye no Pastor Lebo Mashile kanye no Pastor Kensani Motsi, umzwile ke o Pastor Lebo eshera her testimony and uma ngimlalele la nje wabe ngikhuluma ngendaba yokuthi you know sometimes izinto uma zenzeka sizwa ubuhlungu and then gus destroyer but uma sibuyela ezweni likaNkulunkulu liyasibonisa ukuthi iplan kaNkulunkulu ngeimpilo zethu iyini iplan kaNkulunkulu ngeimpilo zethu is to prosper us not to harm us iplan yakhe is to give us hope and a future so God's plan ngiyacabanga ukuthi Pastor Lebo lesikhathi uya through lobo buhlungu bekungayenzi sense kuwena nanokuthi why this is happening to me ngina 5 years as ubuletso mudimo khanti o kokaye why usathibele monna o gore a saitsa ntho a yetsang monna so that time nesa yetse sense no. You know and you were blaming kiana hana everyone hore maybe this is happening because of this and that but bese izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasibuyisa futhi lithi no because liphinde lisho ukuthi angeke asithwalise izinto esingeke sikwazi ukuthi sithwale Pastor Kensani
amen
yeah ngiyazi ukuthi nawe umbonile uNkulunkulu empilweni yakho mhlawumbe siqale ngokuthi simazi Pastor Lebo Gilibethi mara maybe it's because neke tlhola ke ba le wena on air because nake a khuitsi ya no Gilibethi gore we introduce happy okay Pastor Kensani ke mang
okay Pastor Kensani ke Kensani Motsi ke phulusitswe ke rata Modimo and I'm also a daughter of Beautiful Ashes ministry. I serve under Murudi Lebo as one of the pastors.
Okay.
Yes. And when I came to Beautiful Ashes, I was wounded. And that is where I got my restoration at Beautiful Ashes. Yeah. Yes. Mm. Yes.
Wow. So King so salengwa se experience mo pilong sa etsa gore o gcina mhlambe mo ibuka esibukweni uthi ai wetse King Kensani ha ke morate. And I don't know hore why ke le mo lefatseng because you know botlhoko ne bo hoetsa gore o bue dilo tse leng gore di negative and we know gore lefokola modimo ha le dumele. Our previous speaker nabua ka the power our words yes and into siyenzayo but ke amuleboga modimo because akere we learn from lefokola modimo yes ungaqhubeka your testimony
amen my testimony yaka is about fatherlessness I grew up without knowing my father. My father rejected me when my mom was pregnant and he denied that it was not him. So from my childhood, I knew my grandfather, Hori, is my father. And because of I was young, you know, I did not even ask any question, Hori, how come my mom is calling my father, Lenagi Mita father, until age when I was a teenager. I remember because of we did not touch the subject ya papa or anything when I was in primary school there was this man that came my teacher called me and asked me Uri, do you know this man and I look at him like no I don't know this man and my teacher said this is your father I said no mina my father is at home my father papa ka uko hai and this one is not my father and he said this is your father look at him latswana and I look at this man he's bright in complexion and I look like him and everyone nako hai like ko hai but dark very dark I'm the only one who's bright and I went back home because I was staying with my grandparents my mom was working and arobala hona go and I asked my grandmother you know it was taboo during our time to ask such questions for who's my father. Oh, and my grandmother said, he's coming now. I ask a question, who is my father? And then he said, why? I tell him that there was this man that came at school and what. And he said, oh, now he's coming and he did not even buy you napkins. So I was like, oh, if this man is not my father. Why are they talking about napkins?
Yeah.
And that subject was closed that day. Then I started doing my own homework, to find out. Only to find out, yes, that man was my father.
Mm.
And I started to harbor resentment, you know, Hosna Papa, Ulibelese Banababang.
Yeah.
All along you were okay, then this man, boom, wadla.
Yeah.
And utkatomo wali low self esteem. Like banabana libo papa bona, banabana papa, wo papa bona. And in my quest to experience the love of a father, also experience what Murutilewe experienced. I was raped at the age of 13.
Mm.
The same year that my father came, Hurgena Papa Hai, I was also raped by Mina. It was a relative that came to visit and had some IRA. You can come with me. I have girls. Lizana School says one tomorrow. I'll take you to school. And on that day, the same night I was sleeping there, 2 o'clock, I remember, that guy came into my room. He left his wife and he raped me.
Batong.
And that is when self-esteem, it was completely, and I stopped loving myself. You know, remember, Hurila only a vision, and then this man came and, you know, he takes everything from you. He did not only take my virginity, he also took myself, like part of me.
Yeah.
Yatamaya. Lena, thinking that I'm dirty at school. And, you know, I was born an extrovert. And I become an introvert. Exactly what Pastor Lebu Abuile Murubana go skolong, you will see where this one is like something is wrong.
Yeah.
And whatever. Then I became that child.
Yeah.
Until Kia Beautiful Ashes.
Yeah.
And they were talking. At BFA, we don't only preach. You also talk about issues that we don't talk about them at home. We don't share with our children. We have that opportunity. And they were talking about fatherlessness. They were talking about the effect it has on children. That, you know, mwana utlalifile ko skolong. Then the minute mwana ha sa tlhole a tlalifile ko skolong, mwana o tlhakatlhakane ha sa tlhapa. Things like that. And the effect that it has on us, the negative effect that it will change you completely.
Yeah.
So that is where I got my restoration. That is where I learned forgiveness.
Yeah.
Because at church, we'll just go at church, we pray for people, and it ends there. And when you come to BFA, we want to check for pila, what is the cause of this behavior?
Yeah.
What is the cause of this personality? Why is this person acting like this? Why is this person, even after outlelinzula mudimu, obuela back to her old ways? Why is this person doing this? So we go to the bottom of whatever that you are going through. So that is where I went through the healing process. I went through healing. And today I can boldly say I'm also able to counsel the people that are going through what I went through. So yes, that is my
school of healing.
My testimony. And we also have a school of healing at BFA
where
we teach people about healing and what to do, what not to do, and camps as well.
Yeah.
Where we have breakaway sessions, ribuaka matata aotle, every problem that you might have.
Yeah.
So everyone is welcome. Ribisa everyone to come and speak about the problems. It's a mutomulomong analinzona. It's a ukasiri sharing with your husband. It's a ukasiri sharing libanaba how. But there, you know, we you come there as naked as you are with your problems, and we cover you. Psalm 147:3, he heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds. So you come there, we cover your wound, right close around dress up, and then round tapisa, and you become who God intended you were.
Beautiful.
Ube kate.
Yeah.
Amen.
And you know, Kairata ministry alone, because they are called the root cause.
Yes.
Because kala how we call a modimo still akere itlo tlhoga.
Yes.
So tshwanetse o yentse from ko meeting or ke ko kutung ke kuto or ke meeting.
Yes. Yes. Comedying.
Comedying. Yes. So you are doing a great job, Pastor Lebo, and you know, sizoba nabo mama ogo ukuthi bazokwazi ukuthanda ngokweqiniso because sometimes ri bandle ka di makeup and di lip gloss and whatever but uthola ukuthi la ngaphakathi we are broken rina di issues and then ntobo tlokor di issues tse ri dintsetsa ko bathong ba ba sa itseng next kuna le bomme ba leng gore ba di ntsha ko bontateng ba bona ba ba dulang le bona ka montlong ba bang ba di ntsha ko baneng ba sekolo
le baneng ba rona
yes you know yes because lena ha itse re wetsang ke a coping mechanism you know yes so reale bo ga ka di ministry tse tshwanang le tsa lona so on the 14 no ke ka 17 so le re bo me ba ka o fela ha batle
yes bring your daughters
yeah
itlaule me how tsa ba rona ntle di issues o tsa ba re you are broken in whichever way how about la hoba mme o modima o bitseditseng hore o be yena you know as bahle ha re le metse re le bomme we tend to be in competition with each other
yeah
re phulana down because of a brokenness that is inside of us
yeah
because o batla ipona o hlahella because o tseba o sa hlahelle
yeah
so and on another that's the only way we tla bona halang ka teng not when we love one another so it's easy for us really bomme to destroy each other because of the brokenness that is inside of us
yeah
but when we are healed we embrace each other
amen
yeah when we are healed we can look at each other and say wow as bahle umontle but then if we are not healed ha go jotsa ro montle ke a phamisa go yetsa betere you know because of the brokenness that is inside of me so brokenness itlisa character ya jealousy ya competition ya strive so then o thola bomme ba bang ba re nna ke batla ba le mo bomme ba ditseng mo teng ba every time mona ne mbasadi una ne lentwa but it is because of this brokenness so then ha re le broken re thuba our own families with our own hands you know lentsula modimo le re mosadi o bohlale o ahalela pala hae but rona ha re gone ho aha because we come with the brokenness of our own families re tla ho ntate o re re nna ka senketseng thwe ntate wa kana yetsa mmewaka so you come into a marriage o le ready for war o le ready for divorce you know because you are not healed yet in a little tabata mewa how lenta to how so we come in ka unforgiveness we come in ka barrenness we come in ka di issues tse ka ofela tse bohloko and like you were saying ha re apere makeup re le bantle you know and then ha re fetsa mo be re batla to drive the most beautiful cars that like kwalang hore motho ska ba bona be re ba more educated all those things are right we have to be educated we have to be intelligent we have to be wise we have to have beautiful things that's on homorena but rona we take them and we use them as depend because we are bleeding
yeah
you know so the woman with the issue of blood go Mark 5 ula khathala ko honna antse a kenya dipets tse lengsiko and he went to Christ to say I don't care hore ban seba I don't care hore ba re I'm not allowed here I don't care about the issues tsa batho anymore now I have accepted my status quo that I am broken I am bleeding I am dying and the only thing that I need is Christ.
Amen.
So this woman believed in the love of Christ.
Yeah.
I'm sure every friend, whether husband, whether whoever, ona samusile, but she believed in the love of Christ.
Yeah.
So honan mo ileng hore ha se re fihlile mo ileng hore lefate has rejected us. Lefate has broken us. Friends have left. Husbands have left. Rebitswa di divorcees. Rebitswa di widows. Rebitswa di failures. Rebitswa ka all the wrong things that we have done. Because brokenness re change a character.
Yeah.
O tlomakala ha ke se ke le broken. O bo kopana le nna ko spotong. O bo re pastor lebo. Ke hole ke motshwere ka waini. Mara you don't understand that my brokenness because nobody dealt with it has led me to the wrong place so we find ourselves really in the house of the Lord mara re thola in the wrong places at the wrong time doing the wrong things tselong hore ha re batle hore di hlahelle ko pepeneneng because we are broken so there's a need inside erring I am broken there's a need erring I am bleeding and I need a permanent healing.
Mm.
Mara, because I ke itole, then this need you yetsa hore we itole only in wrong places, mm. we at the wrong things. Se long hore lwana wa ipotsa hore how did I do that? Ke nna ke ente jwalo jwang? Ke fihlile jwang in that place?
So yo yane. Angas no witsing tini. Okay, it is tata umculo la, and then sizobuya emveni kwe Voices of Heaven, beti we see the people.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
Voices of Heaven, but we see the people. Sisalelwe imzuzula ngingathi plus minus 10 minutes. Mhlampe lapha ekhaya unombuzo, une comment njengoba ke silalele la o Pastor Lebo kanye no Pastor Kensani. Yeah, ungakhuluma nabo kulo 10 minutes noma ke ungabuza ungashaya ku 012-334-1322 noma ungashaya ku WhatsApp call 078-140-078-140-078 WhatsApp call leyo noma ke uthumele i voice note ku 0826572729 leyo i WhatsApp othumela kuyona i VN noma u text kuyona. So sinama WhatsApp awu 2, understand ane i WhatsApp call ne WhatsApp onga text noma uthumele i voice note. So for voice note uthumela ku 0826572729. For call WhatsApp call 078-140-0078, and then studio line 012-334-1322.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Yeah, uyazi ngilalele la ke abafundisi ngingasho bazalwane ukuthi I heartbreak is one of the most painful human experiences. So kungaba ukuthi mhlambe uluza umuntu omthandayo or maybe you just broke up with a long-term partner or we are divorced. You know, zonke lezinto lezi ziletha ubuhlungu enhlizweni, and feeling heartbroken can be an all-consuming physical, mental and emotional sensation. Ukuthi it takes a toll on your hope. That is why siphila nabantu othola ukuthi abasenalo ithemba uma kuza othandweni, uma kuza emishadweni. Uyazi nje umuntu oyiphilelayo, but ithemba alisekho. Njoba ke umfundisi bekasho ukuthi sometimes we don't understand ukuthi lo muntu ubuyaphi. Indlela mhlawumbe akhuluma ngayo, indlela a treata ngayo abantu. Kanti lo muntu ulimele la ngaphakathi. So ingakho bethi bomama asisho ukuthi abo baba balimali ne?
Yes.
Ukuthi nje ngikhuluma nani today because nina ni focus kubo mama. Ukuthi heal mama ukuze ube ne healthy marriage, ube ne healthy relationship neingane zakho. Iqala uhile. And ngeke sikwazi ukuthi sihile thina ngamandla ethu. Yes, sinama yinama psychologists, sinama psychiatrists, sinama counselor and all those things. But the real healing itholakala kubani?
Kunkulunkulu.
KuKristu.
Yes.
Yebo labantu engikhuluma ngabo ubabekile la emhlabeni ukuthi basize, but akumele u depend kubona like 100%. Your 100% kumele ibe kubani? Ibe njengoba u Pastor Kensane ebe khuluma indaba yokuthi bona ngithomile process yaka ka gore ke join King Women
Beautiful Ashes Ministry.
Yes, Beautiful Ashes Ministry. Ke mo thomile ng yanong go bona gore no man, this thing tsantse ke dile ka yona. So and then where is the father, the biological father now?
My biological father unfortunately passed on in 2021, and I'm glad that I reached out to him. I forgave him, and when he passed on, we were in good terms. Yes.
Awesome. And you know ngalokho uyakhuleka nawe ne?
Yes.
Yeah, uyakhuleka enhlizweni ukuthi you know what? Yes, ungizwise ubuhlungu, but ngiyamxolela.
Yes.
Because liyasho izwi ukuthi xolela ukuze nawe uxolelwe. Okay, powerful testimonies. Oh, okay, bengisafunda la. What happened to that? Powerful testimonies, dear pastors. How can one get involved in Beautiful Ashes Ministry? Okay, yes. Uba involved kanjani? Okay, before siyagiona iting tatu tingolane. Sawubona dumelo semoyen.
Kufuza.
Kani mambo.
Babalena inkulu kakhulu yathusa futhi.
Yeah.
Le mina ngoba bambile lo yiyo kahle ifunakalayo. Mara abe labo ukuthi sina bobaba. Ngoba la ke tithi bobaba ugcina igcina kuba funde ukugcina igcina kakhulu. Manje lo umana kumuntu akwazi ukuba ngamreport emaphoyisa na sisona naloko ukuthi indlela yokuxolela mina ko lapha kuNkosaza. Yeah, uyazi ukuthi yenzile lento leyo. Yabo mama nje izinto zakufuna babise noma umfundi umbike ngoba ukuhlanzeka kahle umhlabathi uhlanzeke kahle
sibe
kahle kanoma bukezwa
kali mambo siyabonga baba. Asilalele la i voice note. Asizo la ukuthi uthini.
Oh, what a pleasure, what an honor, what a privilege to hear Umama on air speaking about her journey. With all the brokenness she has experienced, Unkulunkulu keeps displaying himself in impilo yakhe. I remember when I first saw her, sahlangana ministering at a church in Newcastle. We didn't know each other from a bar of soap, but she embraced me and she started seeing God's goodness, or she started proclaiming God's goodness over my life when she did not know me from a bar of soap. And she treated me like a child. I'm not a child. I'm really not a child. I'm a seasoned woman. But she has the love that just makes you want to be eight, want to be a toddler, you know. Ah, oh, man. It's so good to hear both of you. Memuzi. Pastor Muzi.
Amen.
And for walking alongside this woman of God. Mm. We believe God is raising women for such a time as this.
Yeah.
Where Unkulunkulu has spoken, because he is raising warriors in women who are going to stand, not in competition with men, but who will stand with men, because God is about to restore the order in the house of God. Siyabonga, siyabonga. Ah, soldier on, you soldiers of the cross.
Amen.
Wow.
Hey, what's up, kuluma kamnandi mama lana. Oh, okay, kunenye futhi la i-text. When I joined Beautiful Ashes, I was shattered. My husband left me with 4 children, and it was not a divorce. I never thought I would forgive him and his sisters. I learned to forgive and to respect my husband in the midst of everything. Ngenxa yosizo lwenu, Pastor Lebo. Hey! Okay, nansi enye voice note lana. Ngicela silalele.
Shalom, shalom, Sis Bahle.
Yebo ma.
I just want to greet also and honor our Apostle, Apostle Lebo Mashile, and Pastor Kensani Musi, and you women of God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much. This is Pastor Priscilla speaking from Bloemfontein, Beautiful Ashes. I also just want to glorify the name of Jesus Christ for the way that He has healed me too, also when I was having pain, when as a servant of God, having pain, full of shame because of divorce, you know, even questioning the call of God upon my life, full of anger, most especially against God, not understanding what is happening. But I just want to give God the glory that He has used Beautiful Ashes, He has used Apostle Lebo Mashile and Apostle Hope Mashile in, you know, ministering health and healing, even in my spirit, in my heart, in my life. I really just want to glorify His name for what He has done in my life. And I want to say to all the women of God throughout South Africa, all those who are listening at this moment, our desire is that you join us on the 17th of February. On Saturday, this coming Saturday, let us come in Katlehong, a Change Bible Church, to come and celebrate the healing that is there in Christ Jesus. Many of us are broken. We are ministering to God, but we are ministering with pain. And because of that, we are not able to be ready vessels that can be used for His glory. Therefore, let us just come, women, ladies, mothers, and daughters, let us come to Beautiful Ashes so that we can receive our healing and be set free to fulfill our destiny. With this, I just want to bless the servants of God there in the studio. I love you. We love you in Beautiful Ashes, Bloemfontein. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, mama. Ithingi gijimele ngalane and then uma sibuya. Hey, isikhathi sethu nasi siyashaya. Yeah, uma sibuya mhlambe nje u rebotsa gore ke utlwile a bua mo pastor ke mo happy ne. Yeah, ukuthi ke nizobe nise Katlehong kodwa uma sibuya ngicela usichazele futhi yona kahle and isikhathi qalwa isikhathi bani and who to contact and all that.
Inyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za
657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now, www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Yangi no Pastor Lebo Mashile, kanye no Pastor Kensani Mitso. Mutsi. Yeah, on the 17th, niyamenywa bazalwane, go healing broken women. Ministry, ngithi ministry.
Yes.
Yes. Izobikenzeka kuphi mfundisi?
Change Bible Church eKatlehong.
Kuzoqala skhathi bani?
Kuzostartwa ngo 10 a.m. The theme is white, it is free to enter.
Mm-hmm.
So sizabe sigqoka victory sithi siyahlula.
Yebo.
Sibabahle sigqoka sibe mhlophe. And then sifaka amaduku a traditional to say we are women of God.
Amen.
We are daughters.
Amen.
You know, of the Most High. Kuyo yonke into, we are righteous. We are the righteousness of God. So yes, will be a change. The numbers we'll call Pastor.
Uthen is okala ngo 10.
Sizo kala ngo 10 exen.
All right. Yes. Church Bible Church yaga Pastor Nzune.
Yes.
Okay.
Pastor
Nzune. Oh yeah. All right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So eKatlehong.
Okay.
So yes, sizo start ngo 10. So come with your daughters, because we will be having a time after the ministering. We'll be having times to go to these groups that we are talking about, where we will be talking about our issues. And one thing about Beautiful Ashes is your issues is zizophelela lapho. There won't be any time modiklo bang prayer item.
Oh,
you know. So
awesome. Yeah.
So the day you want to talk about your issues, it's when ngokwakho uzela njengomemuthi and talk about your own testimony. So ngibonile ukuthi ukhona baba athi what about us singabo baba. So Beautiful Ashes, it's a family ministry. It's not only about women. It's just that
a theme
for
that day.
Yes, that day we are concentrating on women.
Mm-hmm.
But May 24th of February, we'll be having Healing of the Broken Men at Bloemfontein.
Oh,
yes,
awesome.
So
okay.
And then after that, for everybody to come, where we have mothers, fathers, children, and everybody. Mm-hmm. We are having a camp on May 24 until 26. But otherwise, Beautiful Ashes is everywhere. It is an African ministry. You'll find it in many countries of Africa. So wherever you are welcomed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And ngiyabona kuzobe kunekhulumo ehlukahlukile. Ngibona yena uApostle Xola Nzo.
Yes.
Kuzobe kuno Miss Hloni Lekhema okumeli.
Yes.
Kuzobe kuno Mrs. Ubani?
Gawe.
Yes. Upastor Nketle bala eGauteng.
Yes.
Kuzobe kuno Brigadier Vesi ophuma ku Police Department.
Yes.
Kuzobe kuno Miss Palesa Etsani, kuno Pastor
Moha. Who is the psychologist?
Okay.
Yes.
Pastor Mohapi,
yes.
Le Pastor Bosho. Bazalwane.
Ai
yazilana ne kuso. So uyabona la, ai angazi ukuthi umama ongaphuma lapha athi na akiso hili. Angazi. Ya ngoba le ikhulumi lezi bazalwane, omunye nomunye uzobe ethinta la ukuthi kumele uthole ihealing or iprocess ye healing iqale khona. So ngo 10 o'clock bomama asiyeni Grace Bible Church kuqalwa ngo 10.
Change Bible Church
eKatlehong. Ya abaningi baseKatlehong bayayazi. Okay, now umyalezo ogcina la. Heavenly greetings dear family. I'm listening from Bloemfontein. I just want to thank the Lord for Apostle Lebo Mashile. I remember my first encounter with her at Barais. God turned my ashes into beauty through her. May God continue to enlarge her territory and touch many lives out there to heal all the brokenhearted. Thank you, Mama Lebo. We love you and appreciate you. Nati Laikaya, we love you, Mama
Amen.
Lebo. We love you, Pastor Kensani.
Amen.
So, aslanga nenge ngomhlaka 17 February, this coming Saturday, bazalwane.
Yes.
And then, number, di number kapeli? Eh.
Okay. My number is 0 0764886704.
Oh, ke number eba for
yes when they want to come. Yes.
Okay. Ngicela uyiphinde futhi.
0764886704.
Amen. Siyabonga kakhulu. Bengifisa nje ukuthi singaba nenye hour, but unfortunately siyazi silandela umthetho weBhayibheli yonke into inesikhathi sayo.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mama Bahle. We love you too.
Mama,
we appreciate you. Thank you for this time.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you.
Okay, so lishayileke elesine ihora ngizobe ngine couple enhle la. Umam Rifilwe Mosetle kanye noBaba Mosetle. Namuhla ke sizobo ukuthi what is marriage? Whose idea was it? Who is it for? Lingasuka iphondo lakho ku AM 657. Sisamethemba uNkulunkulu. Yes, si broken kodwa sisamethemba uNkulunkulu ukuthi ke uzosipholisa lamanxeba. Hey, yazi alikho inxeba elibhlungu bazalwane elingaphakathi elingabonwa ngomunye umuntu ngoba always uyazama ukuthi ulivale, but ngokukhuluma kwakho your body language iyasho ukuthi hayi uyabona ubahle unjani ne, but uyabona ukuthi hayi something nje ayikho right ngaye. So engakusho ukuthi no matter how broken you are, know that you are still worthy of love and capable Amen. Of letting love back into Amen. Your life uma nje so ready. So ukuze ube ready, join labo mama ngomhla ka 17
Amen.
February. This Saturday ngo 10 ekseni at Change Bible Church. Jehova retsepile wena unezimo. Yeah, usifaka ngala esigabeni sokugcina.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.